It's basically it's a few years later, and Pam and Greg still haven't gotten married because the parents haven't met yet. So they have to get that done. And finally, the weekend is happening where the parents meet, which I think I've been sort of putting off as long as possible. He's really funny and goofy and really, like goofy, like silly, really silly. So actually, the Bernie Focker character is very close to what I, saw of him as a person. After like a week or two, it really felt like a family. It felt very, the dynamic was really, Dustin and Barbara are so good and so committed and so connected to these characters that it just felt, I really felt like they had such a great thing together. And it was very specific and it was very much their own thing, and he really made her laugh on the set, and she was, she hasn't done a movie for a while, so it was really exciting to see her. Just to be around it, to see her sort of, getting her groove back on. People enjoy seeing a situation that they have been in or might be in, and seeing a little exaggerated. And as long as it's identifiable and feels like it's grounded in reality, then I think there's humor there. And as long as the person who's going through the pain, it's like, there's a tone to it that's sort of never gets too heavy, Nobody will die in a Meet the Parents movie. Guaranteed. A dog might get sucked down a portable toilet, but the dog is not going to drown.